This is the Robin Ross Recap.
Have you seen the story about being barefoot at work?
I know someone that's triggered a massive amount of triggering.
Who's that?
I don't want to say her name because she's sitting in a little booth that can hear us. Our digital producer, Jean-Marie, she's not good with this.
Not good with bare feet.
She's not good with any feet.
There's a thing at the moment, and as soon as we saw the headline, we thought we had to discuss it with you. There are workplaces overseas who have decided a good way to relieve office stress and make everyone relax a bit is to do that thing where you come in and take your shoes off, and then everyone wanders around in slippers or socks or whatever.
Kan jy nie sokkies vaag dat ek net kyk of my stres weggaan? Ek het nou my skoene uitgetrek.
Nee, Rosie.
No, it feels like home. It's the drive home with the Fortuner and Robin Ross.
I'll be honest, for myself, I would absolutely love to be wandering around at work. Gaan terug naar jou desk toe, asseblief. I'd love to be wandering around at work with no shoes on. It'd be a complete vibe, because anytime you get the opportunity to not have shoes on your feet is a good time.
Especially with socks on. I'm not so sure about the barefoot thing. Like, seeing people's toes, it's not exactly 100% a vibe. But socks, yeah, walk around with socks or slippers or something, that's cool.
Seeing Jean-Marie's face the minute that Joe said the word toes is what makes this conversation just top tier for me.
Bare toes.
It is the absolute disgust. Ek vertrou nie dat mense se voete regtig in goed genoeg toestand is, want ons was nou net in die winter, nee. Almal het nie elke week of een keer 'n maand 'n ou homemade pedi gedoen of by die salon 'n pedi gedoen nie. So some people's feet are not barefoot ready, which is the main crux of the issue here for me.
Kim says, imagine everyone taking their shoes off at work, the stinky feet. Ew, I agree with you.
Yeah, no.
I think it would be grim. You're sitting in an open plan office and there are 40 pairs of raw feet.
And that's supposed to de-stress people. It's going to re-stress people. Jy gaan net dink, oeh, die voet is vuil. Oeh, die voet is lelik. It's not gonna leave me feeling very relaxed.
And yet, I would love to do it.
No.
I would love to be here barefoot every day.
You hate shoes, though.
I hate clothes.
What if there was like a sneaker wash session that you like, you kind of leave your sneakers there and then you come back?
I mean,
and
that'd
then
be
like,
dope.
You see?
No.
You know what I mean?
Come back to clean kicks every day. Now we're talking.
You see now?
So, here's the question.
Sy sê, ek love om kaalvoet te loop by die huis. Those are the operative words. By die huis.
0848500942. If your office introduced a shoes off at work policy, good idea, bad idea, would you participate? Kelly says, I've got a coworker at work that always takes his shoes off and I'm so grossed out by it.
And then Joanne sent the most unhinged video, which I'm going to send directly to Jean-Marie.
Oh, is it just toes?
Oh, and then another one.
No. 0848500942. Barefoot at work? Is ons in of is ons uit?
The Drive Home with Robin Ross.
Robin Ross.
Powered by the Ford Tourneo.
Tourneo.
Making every trip a little warmer, a little cozier, and a lot like home.
Having had a chance to look at the WhatsApp line, do you think bare feet at work is going to go down well?
You know what? For the most part, I don't think so. But there are quite a few people who have said that they would prefer to work without shoes, just like you, Rob.
Leon. Ek's a kaalvoet kind. So anywhere I can go barefoot or in plukkies, I'm happy. I would be over the moon if I could do that at work permanently.
Ja, ons het 'n boodskap ingekry van Anoniem. Sy sê, kyk bietjie by die wynfeeste, hoeveel mense staan sommer sonder hulle skoene. Definitief ten gunste daarvan. My skoene waai by die deur as ek by my huis instap. Maar dit is die ding. Dit is jou huis, Anoniem.
But as your huis. Then you get messages like Johans.
Nee, Flip, ek dink hierdie hele kaalvoet ding werk toe. Kan nogal skeef uitdraai. Dit mag dalk net soos 'n knickknacks fabriek ryk.
I really like knickknacks.
Me too.
And
love
now
them.
I've got that mental picture now.
No,
thanks.
Nothing will turn me off a knickknack. We are here.
Truly awesome.
Also, do you know what? Maybe this is a city slickers problem.
Robin Ross, julle was seker nog in julle lewe nie in Hoedspruit nie.
Ons was eintlik.
Dis warm hier so. Almal is al in flip-flops vanaf die einde Julie. En daar is nie 'n kans dat mense in 'n Pick n Pay ingaan of in 'n Spar ingaan en daar is nie 'n oom wat loop sonder skoene nie. So ja, in die Laagveld is dit baie warm.
She makes a good point.
Okay.
Ek in die Laagveld gebly het. I'm not walking around with closed shoes if I don't have to.
Myself set the pot plakkies.
Also, if you wear your slops to work, surely your feet don't smell bad.
Nee, maar ook, Rob, sê nou jy loop in 'n winkel in en jy loop deur 'n parkeerarea. Al daai vuil goed van die parkeerarea wat op jou voete is, eindig dan op in die winkel.
I see your point.
You see, and I know it's going to transfer anywhere when you're wearing shoes, but it's not so immediate.
I mean, but what about a nice pair of Crocs that we can wear if we have to go into the shops and then I don't have to wear shoes here at work? Can we do that?
Or like some communal Crocs waiting at the door of the Pick n Pay that everybody has to share.
Okay, no. You've gone too far. There's always one person who takes it too far. Vandag sit jy, Rosanne.
Fighter.
It's you. I'm in.
No, I'm out.
The WhatsApp line is out on the majority. I'm absolutely in. I would love to do the show with no shoes ever.
Your number one feel-good station.